The hadith that I mentioned from the Imam alayhi salam is actually makes all difficulties of life very easy. He said that this life is like a market, and we come here to do business. Some people make profit in this market, and some people incur loss. We have to try to make profit by trying to make our souls a source of every good. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ O people who have faith, fear God, and seek a means to go to Him. You want your dua to be effective? Seek a means. What's the means for your dua to become effective? You have to have good actions. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ A good dua would go up to Him. But what lifts it up? وَالْأَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ It lifts it up. الدَّاعِي بِلَا عَمَلٍ كَرَّامِي بِلَا وَتَرٍ Someone who tries to ask, seek something from Allah without a good action is like someone who is throwing the arrow without the bow. You need the bow. And that bow for dua is good action. It takes it up. So for everything there is a wasila. You want to go close to Allah, you seek a wasila. We usually understand this in form of mediation. We have to, for example, ask the Imam to ask Allah about things. This is wrong. We never have had anything in our Shia literature. Imam Ali alayhi salam in a letter says that Allah has made no mediator between you and Him. Whenever you want, just raise your hand and call Him directly. So what's the meaning of tawassul? It's very clear. You want Allah to listen to you? Bring a good act. Quran is a wasila. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says that it is an intercessor whose intercession is never rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a wasila. We are told when you want to do dua, before that give some charity. That makes your dua more effective. It's like, just like that bow by which you want to throw the arrow. It's a wasila. Now, in what sense our a'imma, our wasila, we do tawassul to them? It means my love for you, my obedience for you, the fact that I'm following you is my wasila to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that I ask you instead of asking Allah, but we believe having the mahabba and wilayah and obedience of the Imam is the greatest wasila to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.